In this series, I'm going to talk about the common worries that riders come to me to overcome. And I thought I'd start with the fear of being out of control. Hello, I'm Cherie Russell. I'm a psychotherapist, emotional resilience trainer, and riding instructor. And I'm passionate about helping riders to put the fun back in their riding. My degree is actually in clinical hypnosis, but I'm also an NLP master specializing in sports psychology and a life coach. So I have a lot of tools in my tool bag, which give me a unique perspective when I work with riders from novice to professionals, usually in the comfort of an armchair, helping them to retrain their minds and overcome their fears, and also recover their confidence after the trauma of accident or injury, and then go on to improve their sporting performance. So I'd like to start to help you today if you have the fear of being out of control. And I think we all have this worry to a certain degree. After all, in our sport, our partner is about a ton of horse flesh, with a mind of his own, who can also be scared or excited or uncooperative. So how can you begin to overcome this fear? Well, the solution is often to be found in how you came to have this fear in the first place. And every person's fear is unique. So I'm going to ask you a series of questions to begin to point you in the right direction for a solution. And the first one is, can you pinpoint a cause? Do you have a distinct memory that triggers this feeling? And when do you fear being out of control most? Really nail into this question. Be specific with your answer. And then also ask yourself, when do you feel in control the most? And then what involvement has your current horse had in creating this fear? What is your horse's history and training? And do you think your horse is still contributing to keeping you worried? Do you feel as worried if you're riding another horse? And then how supported do you feel you are by your instructor? On that note, never underestimate the part a good instructor has to play in increasing your confidence. And although I no longer teach, I'm often referred clients by their instructors. And I also make sure when I first see new clients that they are indeed supported by a good instructor. Because a good instructor will not only ride and assess your horse's level of education, suitability, and fitness for its job, but they'll also get a feel if there is a pain or injury which could be causing behavioural issues. And they'll help you with a realistic, compassionate training plan for both you and your horse to help you increase your skill set and also your fitness and suppleness, which will mean you'll be more in balance and be able to be quick if your horse is sharp. And that certainly will help your confidence enormously. So when you think about where you keep your horse now, do you feel safe there? Have you got a good, well-fenced sand school and good facilities? Safe off-road hacking? How supportive are the people and friends that are around you? Have you got sensible friends and sensible horses to escort you out hacking if necessary? Does anything need to change or improve in that direction? And then think about how your fear manifests in your thoughts. Do you need help to overcome a bad memory? What are you saying to yourself in your head? And what would you need to change about the way that you're talking to yourself? How does this fear affect your beliefs about yourself and your ability to cope with this situation? And are those beliefs helping you or hindering you? And what would you need to change or believe that would be more useful? And then what else is going on in your life right now? What are you juggling in terms of work, relationship and children? Are you feeling emotionally strong or out of control in any other part of your life? You see, nothing acts in isolation in your mind, and if you're struggling in one area of your life, it can't fail to impact another. Would you like help to deal with that too? Confidence is like a brilliant diamond. It has many facets and all need to shine. So if you'd like help to retrain your mind and overcome your fears and put the joy back in your life and the fun back in your riding, please contact me at equestrianhypnosis.com. I'm always happy to have a chat and see how I can help you. And I can also work virtually if you're not able to see me in West Sussex. Here's to your future success. Goodbye for now.